Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, November 14th. It's 5:30. Thanks so much for being here. We are ready to get things going almost to the weekend, and we have a ton coming up this morning. So glad you guys are joining us. Good morning.
How's your week going so far? How are things going?
It's been better. I'm ready for the weekend. You know, there's been just like so much going on. I'm like, these 4 day weeks, man, you can't fit what you need to do in the 4 day weeks, you know?
They mess you up. I woke up today thinking it was Friday. I did. 4 day weeks is awesome, don't get me wrong. Love having a long weekend, but it messes with my timing. It messes with my routine, messes with the stuff I got to get done. It's just, yeah, it's nice at the beginning of the week, but the end of the week, like, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's only Thursday.
Yeah, it's like, it feels like everything kind of falls into it, and I just, you know, trying to get things done and a bunch of things I'm, you know, kind of dealing with behind the scenes. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on this weekend? So yeah, but everything is good in my world. Ready for the weekend. Super excited about the Wicked movie that's coming out next week. I get to see one of the sneak previews this weekend, so that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, nice. What are you going, Saturday or
Sunday? I'm going.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So I'm really excited about that. I can't wait for that.
I didn't know they were splitting up in two parts.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they do the play. Have you ever seen the play before?
Yes, the first part. I went to the Smith Center. It was awesome, and it was like an hour and a half, and then it stops. And it ended a part where I'm like, oh, I felt like there should have been more in this play. Okay, that's cool. And we got up and we left. Didn't realize that was intermission. And we missed the whole second half of the play.
Yeah, so they do the exact same thing with the movie and split it up into two parts. So we'll have to wait for this time next year for part two of Wicked. That's when that's coming out.
Gladiator, the new Gladiator movie's coming out. Do you have any interest in seeing that one as well?
Not really. No, you?
No, same thing. I know they're talking about it being the next Barbenheimer with Oppenheimer and Barbie. There's two movies, how they went together because they're coming out in the same weekend. That does nothing for me. I'm looking forward to actually going to see Wicked, but the Gladiator one, nah, not so much.
I really did enjoy the first Gladiator movie. I thought it was really good, but yeah, there's not enough, you know, interest for me on the second one. We'll probably end up going seeing it just because during the holidays, we end up at the movies a lot because a lot of good movies come out. So I'm sure my husband will want to go see it. But yeah, that one, I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever. If we see it, we see it.
Are you guys cooking Thanksgiving at your house?
No, we're not. Are you guys?
No.
No.
There we go.
What are you guys doing?
So how are things?
Oh, you don't want to talk about what you're doing?
Oh, no. We'll go to friends on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, you know, is it a big secret?
No. We go see some friends on Thanksgiving. It's nice to get out of the house, and it's become like our tradition. We have some friends that we go see every year. It's like the same group of people. It's one of Laura's really close friends. She's like a sister to her, and her mom has a big Thanksgiving feast. So we go there every year. We look forward to it.
That's what it's all about, inviting families over. If you're doing the cooking and you know, just people who don't have somewhere to go and bringing them all together, we got invited by a couple of friends, but turns out we might have some family members coming into town.
Oh, nice.
So I think we're just going to all go out to dinner instead. So it'll be a low maintenance Thanksgiving for us, thankfully.
That's
so
nice
that
the cleanup or anything. Just enjoy yourselves. Yeah,
exactly. Well, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Buddy Holly by Weezer? Do you want to hear My Boo by Ghost Town DJs? Or do you want to hear Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray?
We're going at it tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I feel really bad saying this because I know that the gesture is really meant to be kind, but is there a kind gesture that kind of annoys you? This happened to me this week. You know, holding a door open for someone, I think, is very kind. And I try to do that whenever I get a chance. Someone holds a door open for me, I immediately say thank you. But in one case, I think we need to just stop. And that's when the person is so far away from the door. So I was literally getting out of my car at work, and I was like in this first row of cars that was, I'd say, 100 yards away from the door. I mean, I was literally pulling my stuff out, and someone was approaching the door to walk in. And they turn and they look at me, and I see them pull the door open and leave it open for me. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, I'm not even out of my car. I don't even have my bags. And I yell, no, go ahead. You're good. And they're like, no, I got you. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm grabbing my bags, and then I'm doing this walk run thing. Because I don't want them to have to stand there forever. I'm thinking, I am too far for you to be holding the door open for me. Can we just stop? If I'm not like within 20 feet of you, just close the door on me. I'm totally fine with that. And I feel terrible saying that because they did something so nice, but oh my gosh, that is annoying.
I know the distance you're talking about, and it's a slight uphill walk to that door as well. The fact that you said, no, I'm fine, they should have just went inside, because that's you acknowledging the kind gesture they were doing.
Yes.
Very kind of them to hold the door, and you're like, no, I'm fine. So there's a kind of a mutual like, oh, you know, I appreciate you doing that. That's nice of you. You can go inside. That's way too long of a distance. It's awkward for you. So awkward.
I was just like, I'm running. I've got these two heavy bags. I'm just like, so by the time I get there, I go, thank you. I can't breathe. Like,
and then you're all turned around too, man.
Oh,
rush your routine, get out of your car.
The worst part was because I was in such a hurry to get there that I left something in the car because I was in such a hurry. So I ended up having to go back out there anywhere. And I'm just like, please don't let them be out there again and hold the door open for me. Is there something that is meant to be kind that really, really annoys you? What is it? 702-364-9400.
You know, it's for me while driving, and the same thing, I get the gesture, it's very kind, but it's when someone gives up the right of way. For example, I'm driving down a street, I'm going to make a left on another street, so I stop at to make the left, and a car is coming the opposite direction, their turn signal, they're going to turn right, they have the right of way. I'm expecting them to just turn right, and then I'll follow behind them. But instead, they stop, giving me the opportunity to turn. And I get they're doing a kind gesture, but it messes me. I'm used to the routine of them having the right of way. I'm kind of slowing down and just waiting for them to turn right, and I'll pull in behind them. But then they stop, and it takes me a second. Like, why are they stopping? And I'm looking around. Is there a pedestrian? I'm not seeing what's going on. By the time I realize that they're stopping for me to go, they could have gone, I could have followed behind it, but it becomes this whole routine. It's too much.
Yeah, that's that just messes up traffic, if anything. Same
yes.
thing at like a four-way stop when it's their turn, but then they wait for you to go. It's like, no, it's your turn. Like, let's go in order. This is the way it's supposed to go. Sometimes I think people don't know what the order is at a four-way stop, but I just got this text. It says, I really hate when people post nice acts that they do on Instagram. It's like you're giving money to the homeless, but really you're just trying to pat yourself on the back. To me, that loses the entire point of being charitable by posting it online. There are so many accounts that do that. And I'll be honest, I shed a tear from time to time when people do that. Like, there's this guy and he goes to South America and he like builds homes for people and it's all on video and he looks like the greatest guy. I love those kind of things. But if maybe it's like, I'm going to buy this person coffee, look at how nice I am, or something like that. Uh-huh. I don't know, because some
villages.
Of them I love.
Villages versus a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
for someone.
that works.
Oh, I know the pain he went through trying to get up to that door so fast.
Oh my gosh, I need to do more cardio too, because I was just like,
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2170.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, November 14th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here, getting things going almost to the weekend. Hello.
Hi. We were talking earlier about how it's been a kind of a long week and looking forward to the weekend. I am looking forward to the weekend, but at the back of my mind, we have something going on that I'm not looking forward to. And we do this every year. It's a self-torture we put ourselves through every single year. And there's a reason why we do it. But on Sunday, we are taking photos for our Christmas cards that we're sending out.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's a process. Laura and I both agree it is a process because there's two horses that we have and we've got two dogs. We have to take the dogs out there and try to get the picture just right and trying to wrangle two horses next to each other and dogs and the whole thing. It is always, always a process that we don't look forward to doing. But we do it because my mom, Laura's mom, and Laura's aunt, three important ladies in our lives, love getting our Christmas cards, the photos in it. So we have to do them every single year. And we're pretty much doing them for those three people. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't do it. But, oh, it is hard. It's a process this weekend.
But the payoff is grand.
Yes, exactly. The happiness when Laura's mom calls, oh, I love the Christmas card. And then to go home and see our card up on my parents' fridge. And then Laura's aunt and uncle loving the photo. It's worth it in the end. But the process itself. It's not fun.
You said it is worth it, but yeah, I can see that being a bit of a chore, especially, you know, they say kids and animals are the worst to work with. So there's got to be some challenges there.
Do you guys do the Christmas cards every year?
Not every year. We're on and off. You know, we decide when we want to do it and when we don't.
That's good.
How are we feeling this year? You know,
it should be a mood, right? You're in the mood to do that and you go out and do it. Is there any kind of self like torture thing you put yourself through? But you know, the payoff is worth it.
Well, I don't even know if the payoff's worth it. I think it's a family vacation. It's torture. It's torture. I mean, it's great to go on vacation, but case in point, just this past week, we went to Disneyland and I planned this whole thing out and I worked my butt off to make sure that everything went smoothly. And right off the bat, the girls get into this huge fight in the park. It's like, we're literally in the happiest place on earth. And here we are fighting. And at one point I just finally said, I'm done. And I just walked away. And my husband texted me. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going back to the hotel. He's like, well, I'm coming with you. So he comes with me. And then the girls are like, well, I guess we'll go with them. So we all wind up back in the hotel room, just sitting there. And my husband's trying to play mediator between the girls on fighting and this and that. And I was just like, why do I do this to myself? Every time we go on a family vacation, we get in a fight. And it's just, it's not worth it. Or is it worth it? I don't know. They made up and we had a great time, but it's like, oh my gosh, why do I put myself through this?
Next time, just plan the trip as if you're going solo. I'm like, no, it's just me. I'm going to Disneyland. And then you see the reaction. No, we want to come. We want to come, Mom. And hopefully.
We always threaten them that we're just going to go, the two of us, Matt and myself.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, tears. We'll be great. We promise. Like, okay, we believe you. And then next time it doesn't happen. It's like, why do we do this to ourselves?
Oh, it's funny the things we put ourselves through. All right, coming up here on the show here in about 15 minutes, tickets for you to go see the B-52s. We're doing Heads Up in about 15 minutes. And when you win, you'll get those tickets. And also up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Lady Gaga, she's going to be on one of Netflix's most popular shows. How a viral dance made this all happen. Details coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We've got your tickets to go see the B-52s right after What's Trending when you win Heads Up.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic trending.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. She will be in Wednesday, season two. She's currently filming with the crew in Europe, but we don't know exactly what her role is going to be yet. Back in 2022, Lady Gaga, she went viral for doing the Wednesday dance to a remix of her song Bloody Mary. And it caught the attention of Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday in the Netflix series. She said Netflix would probably love for Gaga to join the show. So she said, if Lady Gaga were to be a part, I think it would have to be two monsters that understand each other. So they put it out there in the universe, and now it is happening. Gaga is also currently at work on her upcoming seventh solo album of pop material. That is slated for release in February next year. She released the lead single, Disease, in October. Such a good song. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album when it comes out next year. She earned two Grammy nominations for her Bruno Mars collaboration, Die With a Smile, earlier this month. She released a live version of Disease this week. She's calling it the Antidote Edition. So Gaga is back. I mean, I know that a lot of people are saying that Joker kind of flopped and that was just like not a good thing for her career, but I think gonna be just fine. She's got a lot of other things going on right now.
She does. I think she's a great actress. Die With a Smile, I love that song. And the people, I know Joker bombed in the box office, but it's funny, the people I know that are in that Batman Joker comic world love the movie. So she must be doing something right.
Yeah, I didn't go see it. I saw the first Joker. Well, I wouldn't say I loved it. It was very disturbing, but I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And but this one just didn't do anything for me. I heard it was kind of like a musical and stuff, and I don't know. Just in my mind, it wasn't working. So I was like, I think I'm going to skip that one. We'll go ahead and wait for the next movie. I'll wait for Wicked if I want to see singing on screen.
That's true. You got your fill of Joker with Joker 1. You don't need Joker 2.
Exactly. So that is what's trending.
Here we go. We got Heads Up right now, and you get to play. You just got to be caller 20, and that phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a cool prize for you today.
We have your tickets right now to see the B-52s. It's the Love Shack Vegas Residency happening at the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian, and your tickets for a show in April, right now, with Heads Up, you get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant this morning. It's Rebecca. How you doing, Rebecca?
I'm good. Just waking up. But I'm good.
Well, Heads Up will definitely wake you up. You've got these B-52 tickets. They're all yours. If you get six answers in 60 seconds, let's pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with November Babies or Commander in Chief?
Oh, Lord. November Babies.
November Babies, it is. These are all celebrities that were born in November, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go, JC.
All right.
All right, Rebecca, here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct and you win. And we start now. He played Ken in Barbie recently.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. She was in, her most recent movie was Poor Things. She was in La La Land. She got red hair.
Oh, Lord, pass.
Okay. She was in that movie Striptease back in the day, married to Bruce Willis. G.I. Jane as well, she played.
I'm having a blank.
We'll pass on that one. 98 degrees. His brother's in there as well. He was married to Jessica Simpson.
Nick Lachey.
Yes. He sings the song Getting Hot in Here.
Lord, Nelly?
Yeah. She was, what was she? I'll pass on the next one. He is the President of the United States.
I'm sorry?
The current President of the United States.
Donald Trump.
The current President. We'll pass on that one. He was on SNL. He was dating Kim Kardashian.
Oh, darn it.
Lord, I told you I was half asleep, guys. Man.
It's all right, Rebecca. It's all right. What?
It was a valiant effort. You tried. It's hard to do this at 6 o'clock
it's
in the morning.
Early.
I mean, my goodness. I'm sorry, Rebecca. That means that we do not have a winner for Heads Up this morning. So let's get one right now. Caller 20, these tickets are yours. Two of them to check out the B-52s at their Vegas residency over at the Venetian. Caller 20, you're going to get these tickets right now. 702-364-9400. Coming up next, we are going to... Oh, never mind. It's all good.
I had to reset the song.
Yeah, no, let's go. Let's play the music and we'll talk about something coming up.
All right, it's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I was really stunned by this. They did this study on the most popular gas station chain in each state. And, you know, there were different varieties all across the country, especially, you know, a lot of them are regional. But the one for Nevada really surprised me because I've never heard of it before. Quick Trip. Have you heard of Quick Trip before? K-W-I-K-T-R-I-P.
We have Quick Trip here in Nevada. I've never seen one in Las Vegas California or trying to think of driving north. Where's Quick Trip here in the state? Is it in Reno?
It's got to be somewhere else. Yeah, like up north, because that was the most popular gas station chain in Nevada. And just looking at some of the other ones, there was like Circle K, Wawa, Speedway. One that really got a lot of votes was Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's was the number one rest stop in a ton of states. And I've never been, but people will lose their mind about that place. Like, have you ever been to a Buc-ee's before?
I've seen videos of some of these car shows that I watch on YouTube. When they drive by a Buc-ee's, they always stop and go inside. Buc-ee's are massive inside, and they've got everything inside. It seems like an adventure going inside a Buc-ee's.
Has anyone been to one before? And what is so great about it? Like, what's the thing or the gem from your state that you're like, we got to go there. Anytime I go back to this state, I got to go there. Or if you were born and raised in Nevada, where is the place that is like, this is our place? This is the hidden gem of either Las Vegas or Nevada. 702-364-9400. I think they just built a Buc-ee's in Colorado. And like the lines were insane to get in. I don't get it. What is it about that? Let's talk to Kayla. Kayla, you've been to Buc-ee's before, right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm from Texas, and Buc-ee's is so awesome. What's cool is that gas station food isn't really gas station food. Like, they have brisket, they have, you know, Texas-style barbecue. But what's also cool, I feel like here, we have breakfast burritos, but in Texas and in Buc-ee's, they have breakfast tacos, like actual breakfast tacos.
Ooh. Is that a thing that's specific to Texas Buc-ee's or all Buc-ee's?
I believe it's all Buc-ee's. I haven't been, you know, locally, you know, but I lived in Texas for so many years. I grew up there. So just the whole breakfast taco thing was exciting when Buc-ee's, you know, when they opened, and, you know, Texas brisket and all that good, delicious stuff there. And then just having the breakfast tacos, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Where's the closest Buc-ee's? Is it Arizona? I think that's the closest one to us, right?
Yeah,
unless I'm mistaken.
In Goodyear, I want to say.
Is it?
Yeah, but now I'm really curious about this place. I really want to see see it now.
Have you been to, this is so funny, I was at the gym yesterday and a listener came up. We started chit-chatting and he loves the show. A guy named Chris, he's a plumber here in town. He's from Denver and told me to ask you if you ever went to, is it Trail Dust? Trail Duster?
Trail Dust Steakhouse?
Yeah, he said Trail Dust. He says a legendary restaurant.
I have been to Trail Dust Steakhouse as a kid. Our parents took us there. The whole gimmick of Trail Dust Steakhouse was, one, there's a big gigantic slide in there, so all the kids would run up and slide down onto like the dance floor. It was kind of like a country western place.
Uh-huh.
And then secondly, the whole thing was you can't wear a tie at Trail Dust Steakhouse because they'll cut it off. And so my mom had an uncle and aunt visiting from Hungary. And they're like, we're going to get dressed up and take you out to a nice dinner. So they made him wear one of my dad's ties. And so we went to Trail Dust and the lady came out with these big giant scissors and cut it. And my poor Hungarian great uncle was mortified. He's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know they were going to do this. And my mom and dad are laughing like it's the funniest thing they've ever seen. They totally set him up for it. But that's what the Trail Dust Steakhouse is known for.
They cut your tie off if you're wearing a tie?
Yeah. That place, I think it closed down.
Did it?
It's gone now. But I want to say it. I want to say fire gutted it or like that. Yeah.
What did they do with the ties when they cut them? Just like, hey.
They were all hung up on the wall. There were just hundreds of ties just hung up on the wall with the person's name who it belonged to.
What an absolute honor then.
I know. Absolutely. Now they are no longer.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
The Grammy nominee announcements have boosted streaming numbers for so many artists. For example, Andre 3000, his streams are up 46% thanks to the Grammy nominations. This is a little clip of his album, which is nominated for Album of the Year. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album, her streams are up 42% because of the Grammy nominations. It really just brings to light a lot of the music that maybe some people haven't been exposed to yet. The Beatles single Now and Then, it's also benefiting thanks to that little Grammy nomination. We've got so many things going on here. I've got like seven different things open here. But yeah, this is the Beatles song Now and Then. That's benefiting with a 42% jump. There's a lot of other songs that are benefiting, but you don't know if it's just because the song is popular right now or if it's because of the Grammy nominations. For instance, like Shaboozy. That's harder to judge because the numbers are already high. Let's talk about one of the categories here. See what you guys think as far as the Grammy nominations go. Let's do Song of the Year, since we were just talking about Shaboozy. Shaboozy is nominated. Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish. These are all for Song of the Year Grammys this year. Die with a Smile, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. Also nominated, Taylor Swift and Post Malone with Fortnite. Good Luck Babe, Chapel Roan. Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. They not like us. Please, 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 Sabrina Carpenter. Or for Song of the Year, Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. Who's your vote go to? Song of the Year nomination.
8 great songs. Shaboozy, a bar song, Tipsy, number one for like 18, 19 weeks. It's a massive song. What do you pick out of this thing? I'm going to go with Sabrina. No. Oh, my gosh. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Really?
Yeah. The song has really, really grown on me. My personal pick was Billie Eilish. I think it started slow, and it just became a massive hit.
I feel like if this song doesn't win, it is such the biggest snub ever. I think this has got to win Song of the Year. This song is fabulous. Die with a Smile. I love it.
Latecomer to the race, too.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens.
But Beyonce, Texas Hold'em was so good, too. How do you pick? It's so hard.
Yeah,
it's so subjective.
I'm a staunch die with a smile. I don't think anything else compares.
You're not wavering
to it.
From it? Okay.
Not wavering. Also this morning, I didn't realize this became such a big controversy. During Fox NFL Sunday this past weekend, there was a Veterans Day tribute, and all the hosts were shown standing during the national anthem with their hands on their hearts, all except Michael Strahan, and his hands were clasped in front of him. Well, people got really, really upset about this. Some people were even calling for him to be fired because they were wondering, is he protesting something? Why is his hand not on his heart like everyone else? It got to the point where Michael Strahan finally had to address it. He posted on Instagram. He was not protesting anything or making any sort of statement. He loves the military. In fact, his father was a major in the Army, so he grew up on a military base, but he still apologized. He said, you know, he got caught up in the moment, and once he realized his hand was not on his heart, he thought he would look like a fool if he, you know, put it up there, changed his stance. He said, if that offended any of our military and veterans, I apologize to you because that was never my intent. He says, I'm a product of the military, a proud lover of the military, a proud lover of those who serve before now and who will serve in the future. Is that the rule that you have to put your hand on your heart during the national anthem? Because I'd say I do 90% of the time, but there's been times where I just didn't realize, you know, you just stand up.
You're and you're focusing on the moment.
But I'm looking at the flag. I'm still paying tribute. Can anyone who has served in the military, a veteran or currently serving, shed some light on that? Because I was really shocked at all the backlash that he got for that when his hand wasn't on his heart.
Yeah, I'm like you. I always go hand on heart. I always go hand on heart. And if I saw Michael Strahan doing that, I wouldn't think anything differently of the guy, because I've seen throughout the years with his work in the NFL and the military and doing stuff overseas with the military, you see his love for our country and for the military. So I would not judge him on that. But yeah, just out of habit, I'm always going hand on heart. Unless for some reason I'm turned around, but it's always hand on heart.
Yeah, I find myself like at Golden Knights games or something when they do the national anthem or Aces games. I do that, but I don't do it 100% of the time. And it's not like a choice. It's just like maybe I just didn't think about it. I stood up and just immediately started getting into the song. Mm-hmm. But if anyone has, like, what's your opinion on that? 702-364-9400. I'm really, like, surprised. And like I said, he made the announcement that he's so sorry if he offended anyone. It was not on purpose. And that might have looked kind of weird if he's got his hands on his sides and then all of a sudden in the middle of
quick
it,
readjustment.
He put it back up. So, yeah, see what you think on that. You know, we're running out of time. I'm going to save this next story for the next Hot 3. And we'll come back. We've got some major things to discuss the next hour. And also next hour, everybody has been talking about these tickets. The Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour coming to T-Mobile Arena. We've got your tickets at 7:30.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty with the Mega Minute. Nix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about the Grammy. What's going on? Oh, Hold on a second. Steph is like waving me down here. Is everything okay?
I've been trying to get your attention.
What's going on?
So yesterday we were talking about how I was having a dilemma with my dog and trying to bring my dog to a wedding.
Oh boy. Yeah. If you missed it, Steph is invited to a wedding, can't get a dog sitter, wants to bring Momo to the wedding and to the actual wedding, like you want him to sit on your lap.
Super quick ceremony. It'll be, he's a small, well-behaved boy. Okay. Well,
you asked the bride and she said, no, don't do it. Okay.
Yeah. The bride said, no, don't do it. And I'm just trying to come up with ways to just kind of convince her, because the bride's dogs are going to be in the wedding. Her mom's dogs are going to be in the wedding. So I'm like, hey, you know, it's quick little 15 minutes with Momo. Well, I just got a text message from the bridesmaid saying, hey, we need to talk.
About that?
I'm guessing it's about that, because we rarely talk. And I'm like, should I text her back saying, hey, what's up? Or see what's going on?
You haven't responded to her yet?
No, I'm going to.
Did you get the text? Like just now?
Like a couple minutes ago. That's why I was waving it down.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Trying to get your attention that there's a possible update about the dog situation.
Okay, so you're not in this wedding. You're going as a guest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she is in the wedding and she is texting you about this. I think we should. Well, I mean, I definitely think you should respond.
Okay.
See if she wants to come on the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No. You're bring this on the air?
Well, I mean, if she's willing to, see if she wants to. Maybe she heard it on the air yesterday. Or got wind of it, and
oh no, because when people get wind of stuff, and we talk about stuff on the show, and someone gets wind of it, it gets turned around and twisted by the time it gets delivered to the person.
That's why it's important that she gets the story
straight
from us.
The clarification
from
Steph.
Okay, so
I'll bring the dog.
She responded. I said, hey, what's up? What's going on? She goes, is it true you want to bring Momo to the wedding?
Oh my gosh, right back. Yes, it's true. Would you call 702-364-9400? Will you send her a text and see if she wants to talk? If she doesn't, that's totally fine. Totally respect that. Don't, you know, if she doesn't want to bring this on the air. But it would be interesting to see it, like what's going on and see how she feels about the whole situation. I'd really like to get her opinion on you bringing the dog.
And we forgot to remind something if someone missed the conversation. You told us yesterday too that the bride and the mom are both having dogs in this wedding.
Yes, and they've known Momo. They're good friends with Momo. They've met a couple times here and there, but it's not like they're going to be meeting for the first time at the wedding. Again, Momo's a small dog, lap dog, well-behaved, only little 15 minutes at the wedding, not the whole entire time. He's not going to be drinking at the open bar with us.
You guys, I get that you love your dogs. I totally get that. And I'm not trying to come down on you, but I don't think any of that matters. I don't think that the dogs that are there matter, because the bride specifically asked you not to bring the dog. She specifically said, please don't bring your dog. And so that's where I think the issue lies. Not that there's already dogs there. She asked you as the bride not to do it, and now you're like trying to fight it. That's the issue, I think.
I think that it's just a little bit hypocritical because her dogs are going to be there.
They're her dogs, and it's her wedding, and it's her decision. You know what I mean?
Steph, I got your back on this. I think you should get this bridesmaid on the phone, because I have your back on this.
Okay, well,
because if she has an argument, I would more than happy to have your back with the bridesmaid.
Let me text her back asking if we can talk and seeing if she wants to join the show.
Okay, so hang on. Yeah, hang on a second. We're going to get the... Either way,
it's going to get dirty here.
Either way, we'll come back with the answer on whether or not she'll come on, or if she won't come on, well, let's find out what she has to say to you. Yeah. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you haven't been following the situation, let's give you a brief recap. Steph was invited to a wedding later on this month, can't find a dog sitter, wants to bring her dog to the wedding. She told her the bride said, please do not bring the dog. I don't want you to bring the dog. Steph is like, I want to bring the dog. I'm going to bring the dog. You have your dog in the wedding. Why can't my dog come to the wedding? Basically, right? Am I getting this right so far? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to misconstrue anyone here. What's going on? And you got a text like 15 minutes ago from one of the bridesmaids saying that they need to talk to you about it. we asked you to see if they would be willing to come on the show. Did you get an answer from her?
I actually have her on hold. She said that she's willing to come on. And at first I was like, what is it about? And I'm like, is it about bringing Momo to the wedding? And she said yes. And that's all I know so far on what she wants to talk to me about.
Okay, wait. We don't have a ton of time here, but I do want to meet her. Is that her name on there?
Yes, line one.
Hi, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Amy, you're a bridesmaid in this upcoming wedding, huh?
I am, yes.
And so you sent a text to Steph this morning regarding the dog. We're gonna put you on, if you don't mind, on the spot and ask you a bunch of questions. If you're cool with it, and only if you're cool with it, we got to hit a commercial here. But is this regarding bringing the dog to the wedding? I assume.
Yeah, there's some drama.
Oh no. Steph, you ready for this?
I guess. I mean, we're already deep in. We might as well. We got to hash things out.
Okay, so Amy, do you have like 5 minutes to hang on while we get these commercials out of the way? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Yeah, hang on.
We want to get the commercials out of the way so we can spend some time with Amy.
We've got a lot to discuss. Yeah. Okay, Amy, the bridesmaid, coming up next. She says there's drama. And I'll just sit back here while the house is on fire and observe. It's Mix.
It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
If you are just tuning in, this has been going on the last couple of days. Steph invited to a wedding, can't find a dog sitter. And so she said she was just going to take her dog to the ceremony. And her dog is adorable, Momo, well-behaved dog. She said that she'd take him, put him on her lap, and he would be fine. The bride, she asked the bride about it. The bride asked her not to do it. She said, please don't bring your dog. I would really appreciate you not doing that. But Steph says she wants to do it anyway because there's other dogs in the wedding, so she might as well join the party. Well, this morning she gets a text from Amy, who is actually a bridesmaid in the wedding, and Amy has been so generous and so kind to offer to come on the show. Actually, she didn't offer. We asked her, and she said yes. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, guys.
So you sent Steph a text this morning saying you need to talk to her about this whole situation, and we asked if you'd come on and talk to all of us about it. So what's going on?
The bride has heard the podcast yesterday, and there's a text string with like her and all of us bridesmaids, and she's just really upset about the situation. So I wanted to talk to Steph and just see if we can help sort it out.
Oh my gosh, there's a text message going on between the bride and the bridesmaids about this whole situation.
Yeah.
Is she coming off as upset and frustrated, or what's going on her behalf?
She's upset and frustrated that she's asked you to not do this, and you kind of keep pushing the issue, and then now it's been on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and Steph was posting about it, too, on her Instagram story. It didn't help getting the bride.
Should you guys be on my side? Man, she heard it, so it caught wind to her, and she listened to it. So we haven't talked about it, really. So, oh, man.
So you're Amy reaching out to Steph to just say, like, please don't bring Momo. Do you want to hear Steph's side as to why she thinks she should bring Momo, or is that irrelevant in your book?
I don't really have, I guess, an opinion at the moment. I just wanted to talk to Steph because obviously we don't want to have any drama.
Yeah. So to my defense, Amy, I've gone through all my options with sitters and the people that I trust. I don't really trust a lot of people. You know, my dog's my baby, as a lot of people know. And I know that this is a destination wedding. We're going to be up in a hotel. But the least amount of time I could put Momo in a hotel would be most beneficial for me and James. So I did ask the bride, and when she said no, it didn't seem like she was frustrated or annoyed. She was pretty polite. She said, hey, please don't bring your dog. And that was it. So I was like, well, this is all my options. I'm hoping that I can just have him for 15 minutes. He'll be in my lap. If it helps, I can put him in a carrier if that helps. But you know Momo, Amy. He's super sweet. He's well behaved. He doesn't bark. And that's my side. I'm just hoping that maybe I can convince her one more time, or maybe I can have another conversation with her. But that's my side, and I want you to hear me out on that part.
I get it. I personally don't think it's a huge deal, but she does.
And she's the bride.
Well, I'm picking up on hesitation in Amy's voice as if she's holding back something about the bride being upset. But I think the key thing here is, Amy, and I hope the bride understands this, is that Steph exhausted all of her options. It's not like she's, you know, this dog person that has to bring her dog everywhere. She's exhausted all of her options, and she really tried to get things covered. And as far as the reception, it's easy to break away from the reception, run back up to the hotel room and check on Momo. But you want to be there for the ceremony and soak it all in, so I completely understand why. She's not doing it to be disrespectful. She kind of has no other options but to do this at the wedding.
But it is coming off as disrespectful because the bride asked her not to. And so here's another question. Like, if it's just 15 minutes, what's 15 minutes extra in the hotel room for your dog?
Well, the hotel isn't just right up. It's not like, hey, let's go downstairs. It's like, I have to go there. I have to get there. It's not just an easy walk up.
So you're going to have to leave after the ceremony to go drop him back off there?
Yes. Like during cocktail hour and stuff like that was our plan to do that.
Go check on him stuff. Yeah. Time to check on him.
Yes, exactly.
Amy, you speak up because you're on this text chain, but the way I see it, it's like, well, I don't want to, well, I'll just say it. Maybe you shouldn't go to the wedding. Maybe it's just not going to work out. You know, people sometimes RSVP that they can't go because they can't make arrangements. Maybe that's a solution, because if there's a whole text chain about this and the bride is being stressed out, that's just like, she's already stressed out as it is. You don't want to be one of the things that stresses her out, Steph.
Yeah, that's true. And that's where I see what you're saying, Mercedes. It's like, do I not go, or do I miss out on one of my friend's big day because of my dog? It's just, I'm really, really upset.
You go.
I want to go.
Then go. And bring the dog.
I'm going to bring
it. Shouldn't be an issue.
But how disrespectful is that, JC? Like, it just go because she wants to go and bring the dog. Like, the bride asked her, please don't bring the dog. That's disrespectful.
Don't make a spectacle out of the whole thing. But just don't dress up Momo.
We're literally making
this. I know. We shouldn't be making it. Just go to the wedding and you just show up with Momo.
But
Momo's going to be fine.
Respect the bride.
You know what? If you didn't bring it up, there wouldn't be no text change with Amy, and the bride wouldn't even notice Momo on your lap.
I should have just not brought it up, brought him in, snuck him in, and just had like a big bag and had Momo in there. And then I thought about this too, because her dogs are in the wedding. Maybe she doesn't want me or Momo to upfront the dogs.
Yeah, Momo's
like,
a good looking dog.
He looks good in a bow tie. So I'm like, maybe she doesn't want me to, you know, show him off. And because the dogs are the center of the tension, I've thought of that too.
Amy, what do you think? Bottom line, what do you want to say to Steph right now?
Oh, this is such a tough one, because the bride is, I mean, Steph knows her. She's sensitive in general. So I'm not sure that there's a right answer here. I think I understand why Steph wants to bring Momo. Momo is a good dog. I'm not exactly sure what the bride's reasons are for being so adamant about it. And I feel like maybe we should have another conversation with her and see if we can understand what the bigger reasons are behind it.
I just don't think those conversations need to be had. The bride asked her not to do it. And like that, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making this too cut and dry. But if the bride wants something, let the bride have what she wants.
I think it's
not up to the guests.
I think it's worth one more conversation.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to try one more time. I'm going to have this conversation with her and be like, hey, I know you're talking to your bridesmaids about it. I caught wind of it. I know you've caught wind about me talking about it. Let's hash it out. If I don't want to cause any more drama, let's just talk about it and let's see what she says.
Mercedes, you brought the kid argument too. If you say no kids at the wedding and someone wants to bring a kid. I was thinking about this a lot last night. I put myself in Steph's situation, because we said no kids at our wedding. And if we had a friend that reached out to us that we're excited to be at the wedding, and they said, listen, I tried all my options to get a sitter. Everyone's out of town. I can't do anything. it's either bring the kid or stay home. I'd be like, you know what? Bring the kid. Because it's more important to have you, the person that means so much to me, you and James, have you at my wedding.
Yes.
And I can deal with Momo for the 15 minutes. I know how respectful you are with your dog. Same thing with the kid. Okay, I'd rather have you there. Sure, I don't want kids there. But listen, I understand you tried all options. I'll make the exception for you. Bring your kid to the wedding. I would make the exception if I was the bride.
But that's you. She was asked that and she said, no, please don't bring it. So you should respect what the bride says. Like, why? Why can't we just say, okay, chalk this up to a loss? We can't do it. JC, why don't you watch the dog? If you're so like adamant about it, why don't you watch Momo?
Would you trust me with Momo?
I don't know if I trust Jackson with Momo, and that's why I have not asked JC.
How about James stays back at the hotel for the ceremony with Momo, and then you go and check on both of them and then bring James back to the reception?
I really want James to be there. They're friends too, so that's not, I don't want...
Well, it's either you or no one. I think at this point.
I mean, hey, if I don't go and she doesn't want me, then sure. But I'm going to talk to her one more time. That's just kind of the decision I've made. And that's just because
I want to be on the call with you.
Okay. You want one of, I mean, I'm more guns the better.
I'm more fired up about this. I don't see what the issue is. I understand the issue, but I can, why can't we just see past this? Just be understanding.
The fact that you don't see the issue is so disrespectful. She kindly said, please don't do this. It's my wedding. That's the issue, that you're like, well, I want to do it anyway.
It's this. Well, she has no other option. It's just the ceremony.
Then you just don't go. There's times like I couldn't find a sitter and we didn't go. Like, that's for my kids. Like, okay, I can't, our sitter's unavailable. We're going to have to pass this time. So sorry. Send a nice gift and that's that. Like, stop.
You say
stop
pass this time like it's a dinner. It's a wedding. It's going to be it's her special moment. And I want Steph and James to be there.
And I don't like this drama. I just want it to end. If she doesn't want me there anymore because of the dog, then that's fine. But I need some closure. I need some closure.
Amy, thank you so much for calling and thank you for being on the show. I know that probably was like a shocker when we asked you to come on and, I really appreciate you taking the time and letting everybody know what's going on. I don't know what's happening here. But Amy, thank you. I hope this gets resolved.
Me too. Amy, I thank you for taking the time to do this. I'm sorry to put you in a difficult situation, but I appreciate you talking to me. And I'll talk to the bride. I'll talk to the bride.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, God. We're running so late here. We got the mega minute.
Yeah.
Why don't we just hit break, regroup here, and come back?
I'm like trying
going crazy too, by the way.
People are texting. People have their opinions. They're calling. I'm trying to like not lose my mind here.
All right, let's hit a break, regroup, and come back with the mega minute. It's Mix 94.1.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Justine, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are great. You are in for the Mega Minute today. We are really hoping you can do this. We haven't had a winner in a long time, and we've also got these Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour tickets to give you, so that would be really cool if you got those. Are you feeling good this morning?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm really worried about this connection.
You there, Justine?
It's just not sounding good.
We got you okay? You hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You were cutting in and out. I just worry because we want to make sure that we can hear the answers correctly. But you're coming in okay now. Give us a test. Count to five for us here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. All right. We're good to go.
Justine, 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Justine, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Will Ferrell stars in which popular holiday movie?
Elf.
Yes. Starbucks colors are traditionally white and what color?
Red.
No. What is Brenda Lee's most famous Christmas song?
Pass.
The traditional color for an American wedding dress is what?
White.
Yes. In which country would you find the Christ the Redeemer statue?
Pass.
Okay. When working out, what does PR stand for?
Pre-workout.
No. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum?
Pass.
The insurance company's slogan, blank is on your side, is what?
Nationwide.
Yes. Videos on Instagram are called what?
Reels.
Yes, that is reels. You did get that right. Justine, oh, I'm sorry. We really got hung up on a few. The Starbucks color is traditionally white, and this color, that it's green, that Starbucks green. I could see why you'd say red, especially this time of year, because the red cups come out today.
Yeah, which, good point.
Which
yeah.
we're actually talking about in a few minutes. Okay. Brenda Lee's most famous Christmas song, that's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. The country where you would find the Christ the Redeemer statue, that's Brazil. When working out, what does PR work out, or what does PR stand for? That's personal record. Like, I PR'd my...
I didn't know that one.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
In CrossFit, you were always looking to break your PR.
Your PR, okay.
Yeah. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum? That is the Louvre.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. Justine, thank you for trying. Hang up and call right back, because caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets. Two of them to Disney Descendants and Zombies World Collide Tour on July 26th at the T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The social media platform X is seeing a massive user exodus. One day after the presidential election, over 115,000 users deactivated their accounts. That's the biggest loss in users since Elon Musk bought the platform back in 2022. Now, X is not releasing those numbers. Other services are. Meanwhile, alternative text-based social media apps are reporting an influx of users. Over 1 million people joined Blue Sky in the past week, bringing the count up to 15 million. And then Meta's Threads has announced they have exceeded 275 million active users. And here's another reason why X may be losing users. X's new terms of service explicitly say that all users agree to let their posts be used to train artificial intelligence. Now, right now, you can go to the site settings and opt out, but starting tomorrow, it's going to be mandatory.
Oh.
So a lot of people are like, yeah, we're out of here. We're not going to sign up for that.
It's been a long time since I posted on X. I still have it, and I do open it from time to time. I kind of go there to read more about a news story or something, but every time I open it, it's garbage. I just opened it right now for the first time, and because I follow a lot of car people, and I'm in the car world, horrible picture of a car accident. I don't want to see that. Why they give me that? I don't engage in that stuff. Every time I open it, it's something I don't want to see.
Yeah, for me, the vibes are not it on X. I recently went back to Threads. Like, I initially opened it when everyone was doing it and then just kind of forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
And then recently I was like, you know what? I'm going to check it out. I've been seeing, you know, on Instagram, it'll show you like some threads, like a preview.
Yeah,
or some
yeah exactly. Yeah.
One of them caught my eye for some reason. So I clicked on it and I went over and looked, and like the vibes were so good, like so positive. I was seeing things that interested me personally. I don't know what their algorithm is, but I was like, oh, that is targeted towards me. I was really like, okay. And so I just recently started hanging out there a little bit more, and I like it. The people are very positive there. I don't see as much trolling. I don't see as much negativity. I'm hoping it stays that
right.
way. So, and then I opened a Blue Sky account. I'm really like not doing anything there, just kind of seeing like what is this all about.
Uh-huh.
But there's just so many, it's hard to keep track of all the different social media platforms.
It's funny because I saw your thread. I think it must have been one of your first thread posts in a long time, because hey, you see people's threads post through Instagram. I opened up Instagram and I saw, was like, hey, I've been gone. Would you say your first thread?
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah,
I'm here. Sorry, I'm late. Yeah. Everyone's like, welcome. And they were so
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's like, get out of here.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Really nice.
What's the other one? I got Blue Sky, you said.
Blue,
you.
Sky.
Okay, Blue
you
Sky.
You previously needed an invitation for that, but I don't know if they've opened it up. A friend of mine, like, months ago sent me an invitation. I was like, another social media app. But I opened it, and like now people are flocking there.
Check it out.
Also, this morning, when you open one of those accounts, make sure you come up with a good password. The password manager NordPass is out with their annual list of the world's most popular passwords. And for the second year in a row, 123456 is on top. Are you kidding me? Like, why? It's followed by 123456789. Also on the list are password, QWERTY, and secret. Now, before you get excited that your password is on the list, these are the ones you should never, ever use. Hackers love our lack of creativity since it makes their job easier. So these are the 10 most popular passwords that you should change immediately. 123456, 123456789, 123456789, password, QWERTY123, QWERTY1. 111111.
Well, that's a good one.
12345, secret, and 123123. Those are the most popular passwords. If you have any one of those for any of your accounts, please change it immediately.
Well, what accounts are allowing those as passwords? Because majority of the accounts that I have, you have to have a symbol, an uppercase, a dash, a number, a letter. You got to have all these different characters in there in order to qualify as a password.
Yeah, and a lot of them, like on your iPhone, you'll get a notification like, you've used this on multiple websites. Please change. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't remember all of these passwords. It's too many.
There's a reason why I'm using them on these multiple platforms. So hard to remember.
Exactly. All right. Coming up next, have you ever failed a driver's test, whether it was the written exam or it was the actual driving exam? This new study has come out and revealed that this state is the easiest state to go to pass the written driving test. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Broadcasting live.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. When you took your driver's test, what part did you think was harder? The written part or the actual driving part?
Written.
Written part?
Yeah, I failed it.
A new study has revealed that New York is the easiest state to pass a written driving test. There's 20 questions on the test, and 70%, it takes 70% passing, or to a score of 70% to pass. Now, also on the list, New Mexico, Massachusetts, Nevada is in the top 10. You need 80% to pass here. There's 25 questions on our test. But when you took it, did you take it here in Nevada, or you took it back in Pennsylvania?
I was in Pennsylvania, and I think at 15, I think you take it like 2 weeks before your 16th birthday at the time or something like that. So I went in and took it, and I failed, and I was so upset that I failed the written test. Went back the next day. You had to wait 24 hours. Went back the next day and passed it on my second time.
Yeah, my daughter, she failed the written test when she took it the first time, and she was so upset. I think she missed it by one question. So she went home, and I guess you can take it online now. So she did that in person, and then she went home and she took it online, and then she passed it there. So it was literally the same day, but she still had to like wait before she could register to get her permit. It was a whole thing. Then my oldest daughter, she passed that with flying colors. No problem on the written test. It was the driving part. She failed that the first time she took it. It was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Have you failed one of those tests, and which one? 702-364-9400. I sent them off in the car. I watched her go in the car with the driving instructor, and we come back and the instructor walks up to me and said, "Can I talk to you?" And I knew at that moment, like, oh, she failed. And I was like, sure. And she's standing right there and she goes, "Unfortunately," this was during COVID. This is in 2020. Mm-hmm. She failed, to go the speed limit of the school zone in the school zone, but the kids weren't in school at that point. So she didn't think the school zone
smart, okay,
rule applied. So I think it was like 15 and she was going 20, which she thought was the speed limit, but it wasn't. And I was like, well, wait, it was a school zone, but the kids aren't in school. And she's like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, oh,
so we're in a pandemic.
I wanted to contest it, but it was like, okay, we just waited till the next time. Let's talk to Denise. Denise, good morning. Did you fail one of the driving tests?
Good morning. I did, actually.
What happened?
I got 7 questions wrong, and you were supposed to get 6.
Oh, what state were you in?
I was in California at the time.
Okay, that written test is really, really hard. I don't think I could pass it now, honestly.
Probably not. And I thought it was supposed to be super easy, because at 16, 17, you're like, oh, I can do it. It's super easy. Yeah.
Okay. Mercedes, if a vehicle starts to skid on water, hydroplane, the driver should quickly apply the brakes. True or false?
False. You should let go of the gas.
False.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Imagine this sign, an arrow with a slight diagonal curve. This sign is used to warn drivers about...
an arrow with a slight diagonal curve?
Yes, an arrow with a slight diagonal curve. This sign is used to warn drivers about.
I can't even like imagine what that looks like.
Changes in traffic lanes. It means that there is a curve ahead.
With a slight diagonal curve. Oh, okay. I was picturing like a straight arrow diagonal. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, Sagittarius? There's a Sagittarius ahead? I could not figure out what you were talking about. I would have missed that one.
No, if I was a driving instructor...
Sagittarius not an option on this test?
If you were to say that to me as an instructor, pass her.
Yeah.
She's too funny for me. Pass her. One. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In about 5 minutes here, we got Heads Up, and what a prize. Tickets for you to go see Tears for Fears.
Is anyone listening that has gone to their kid's school, like they go to college, and you've gone there and you've ended up partying with them? I guess that's the new thing. The Wall Street Journal did this story on how the hot trend now is to visit your kid at college and party with them. They still let you, you know, tour the campus and meet with professors and all that stuff. But parents don't want to do that stuff. They want to go and party with their kids on campus. Has anyone done that? 702-364-9400. Or maybe you partied with your parent. Maybe it was somewhere else. They talked to this one mom. She's 53 years old. She's from Kansas. She's got a bunch of kids. And she says that she's done 9 parents weekends at 3 schools. She played beer pong with them. She did flip cup. She held a girl's hair back while she was getting sick. She says that her kids are cool with it. They love partying with her, and they like to see a different side of her. It's a different aspect of the parental relationship.
There was a time, and I still enjoy it, but I remember when I was over 21 and had some wine with my parents and things got loose and we had a good time at dinner. And I love that so much. I enjoy that bottle of wine with my parents, my family, just having fun. It's a good time. But I wouldn't want my parents coming to party with me at college. When I went to UNLV, if my parents would have flown out here to visit me and they're like, let's go Sigma Chi party. I'll be like, you're staying home. I'm going to the party.
I think my friends would have thought it was funny and would have liked it, but I don't think I would have liked it. I don't like now, like if my mom gets drunk around me, I don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
No, I hate it. And she is the sweetest drunk you'll ever meet. She is so funny. She's so sweet. I don't like it because I don't know what's about to come out of her mouth.
Oh,
that's
the
honesty. That's when everything starts. And she'll say things to strangers and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Like she... Okay, so remember when we went out to dinner and Tiesto was at the same restaurant?
Yeah, you're taking pictures of him behind your mom.
Yeah,
yes.
So he was right behind her and we were pretending to take pictures of my mom, but she was, you know, she had no idea. And so I said something, I go, Mom, don't turn around, but there's a famous guy behind you. And she turns around. She's had a couple drinks at this point. She goes, he's just wearing a t-shirt. He doesn't look like he's very famous to me. And she said it so loud. And I know he heard. I know he heard. I was like, Mom, stop. He's one of like the world's most famous DJs. And she goes, what radio station are you on? I'm like, not that kind of a DJ. Stop it. Like, it was so embarrassing. I was like, no, stop. No drinking.
Would you want your parents to come party with you in college? Like, no. If El Jefe would have came visit you and had some beers with the guys and have some beers with everyone. Would you want that?
He would have loved it. My friends would have loved it. I would have hated it.
Right?
I would have hated it. Jan, have you ever partied with your parent before?
Oh, my mom is a riot. She is so fun when we go drinking.
What does she do?
Well, back when I was in college, she made friends with this couple that owned like a sports bar that had really, really good food and like heavy-handed drinks. So my friends and I would meet up with them and go eat and everything else. And my mom would get drunk and my friends would get drunk with her. And I'm the one sitting there like, hey, Mom, what time do you have to work tomorrow? And everyone's like, who's the mom and who's the daughter here?
That's when you're babysitting your mom. That's what I fear always happens is the kid ends up babysitting the parent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, when you go visit Sophie, have you seen other parents partying with the girls and stuff at college?
No, I haven't seen it. But I, with her roommates, they have told me that they want me to stay and party with them before. And I'm like, I'm like, you don't want that. Trust me. And they're like, no, you have to stay and party with us. And Sophie doesn't drink. So she's always like the mom of the group. Uh-huh. And she's like, Sophie will take good care of us. She always does. And I look at Sophie and she just shakes her head like, please don't. And I'm like, I would never embarrass you that bad. And still, like, I'm sorry, but they're drinking like the stuff that I don't want to drink. Like, it's okay, do you remember like drinking Goldschlager?
Oh gosh, yes.
And Mind Erasers.
Oh,
and
Jägermeister.
Stuff like that.
Seriously. Oh.
Purple Hooters.
Like, looking back though,
what stupid drink did you drink?
I remember like going to the bar because we go to the brew pub at the Monte Carlo and we always start at the bar in the casino. And I'd be there with a couple girls. I'm like, go to the bartender. I'll take a Surfer on Acid.
Oh, I'll take a Sex on the Beach.
Oh, Sex on the Beach was the other one. And then shoot it. Can I get you a Sex on the Beach? Oh, yes, please. You're so nice.
It's so cringe to look at what you used to drink. Like, it was Jägermeister, Goldschlager. I'm trying to think of, wasn't there a red one with, like, crystals in it? Do you guys remember that
different
alcohol?
Goldschlager or no?
It wasn't Goldschlager.
Oh,
there
was a cinnamon thing, right?
It was cinnamon. And it had, like, these rocks in it. I remember like that was big with me and my friends for 5 minutes.
Fireball too. Wasn't that a Fireball kind of whiskey shot?
I feel like Fireball still has its place in society.
Does it?
But what was that one with the rocks? Steph, do you remember that one that I'm talking about?
Can you explain it again?
It's like a cinnamony liquor and it's got like these crystals or these like rocks in the bottom of it. And it, like, everyone was drinking that for a little bit.
I tried looking it up. Is it called Aftershock?
Yes, that is it. Oh, that stuff was nasty.
Oh, it looks like just a big shot of the big red gums.
Yeah, but if you were the one that brought that to a party, you were the hero. Mercedes has got the Aftershock.
Oh, that stuff. It looked like, if there was a blue one too, if I remember correctly. And it literally looked like Hawaiian Punch, you know, like the two varieties of it. You tasted it and you wanted to die.
Oh,
like, you
wow.
were literally aftershocked.
Well, here we go. We got Heads Up right now. And caller 20, you're playing Heads Up at 702-364-9400. And we got a big prize for you.
We have your tickets right now to see Tears for Fears. It's Songs for a Nervous First Planet, and they are bringing their show to the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. These tickets are for the show in February, February 5th. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
Coming at you. Time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're in for Heads Up. Woo! You ready to do this?
Yay, thank you.
It is great to have you on the show. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Hollywood or Buckle Up?
Oh, boy. Let's go Buckle Up.
Buckle Up it is. Okay, National Seatbelt Day is today. So these are all things you would find in the car, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Christine, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you start now.
This is what you want to hit when you need to slow down.
Brakes.
Yes. This is, you rev this. It makes a noise.
Engine.
Yes. This is when you don't put it in gear. It's just in this one.
Neutral.
Yes. This is if you have ice on your window, you might hit this button.
The defrost?
Yes. Or... yes. This is what you look in to see what is going on behind you.
Rear view mirror.
Yes. This is what you would hit if you want to stay at a consistent speed the entire time.
Speed control.
It's not speed control. Tom, it was an actor in Top Gun. What's his last name? Tom what?
Oh, boy.
Okay. 10 seconds.
You look at one of these or you roll them down to get some air.
Windows.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We almost got tripped up on that one, but you saved the day, Christine. Nice job. It was cruise control.
Of course.
Tom Cruise control.
Very creative on that, you two.
I was trying to find a way to make it happen, but she didn't need it. Christine, congratulations. You just got these tickets to see Tears for Fears.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. And we have your tickets to go see Tears for Fears tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up.
Saturday morning. Jumped out of bed.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There was a big announcement this morning on the Today Show. We now know who is replacing Hoda Kotb as co-anchor on Today. Craig Melvin, he's getting the role beginning in January. The announcement was made this morning on the show. Hoda herself announced that her last day is going to be on January 10th. And Craig Melvin said he feels really blessed that he has been given this opportunity. So they are all set, ready to go once Hoda leaves.
He seems like a fun guy.
He's been doing like co-anchor stuff for years now. And so, yeah, I think it makes sense that he should be the next in line for that spot.
I have the TV on. It's muted. I don't know what he's saying, but it always looks like he's in good mood. Having a good time.
Yeah, he's very chill, which is what I like the best about him. He's not like too over the top. He just kind of, you know, he just says it as it is, you know?
And I like he has an earring too.
Yes.
He does.
Many men have earrings.
Yes, I do too as well.
Today is Red Cup Day at Starbucks. Starbucks fans, the day you've waited for all year is finally here. So this is the day that Starbucks gives customers a free reusable holiday cup when they buy a handcrafted holiday beverage. So here's what you need to know if you want to get your hands on one of these cups. All you got to do is order any size handcrafted holiday drink, either in person at Starbucks or with the mobile or pickup orders through DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, a Starbucks app. They're only available while supplies last, and it is one of Starbucks' busiest days of the year, so just keep that in mind. And more than a dozen beverages qualify for the giveaway, including all the holiday drinks that can be hot, iced, and blended. There's three new holiday refreshers, and then, of course, there's those holiday classics like the peppermint mocha and the creme brulee latte and the apple crisp oat milk macchiato, and then of course hot chocolate drinks too, so you can get them through that.
Do you get into any of these drinks?
No, I don't. I haven't been to Starbucks in a while. I don't know, I just, my coffee price went up a ton. I get a regular coffee, a grande drip with a splash of oat milk. That's literally my order. And it was, when I used to get it, now I'm going to like sound like, when my day. But when I first ordered that, it was $1.91. That was the price. Somehow it got up to over $4.
For that?
Yes. And I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is just way too much. Then they said, we're not going to charge anymore for the specialty milks. Like the oat milk
which
was
I didn't know they were
extra.
Doing.
They were, yeah.
They never, I do that anytime Laura would want to drink. It's always, and if we'd be at an event and I get you a cup of coffee or something, and ask for a splash or something, they never told me they were charging me extra for this stuff.
But that's why you offered at an event to get me, and I was like, no, because it's just too much. I'm not, and that's why I didn't take your offer. I appreciate it. But I'm like, why should you spend $4 for just regular coffee for me? It's ridiculous.
Instant coffee Folgers. You get a whole jar of it. It lasts you for months for $4.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather drink sand.
This is so good. I'm trying to break this, you know, people have this misconception about Folgers, and it's for grandparents. It is so good.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's never going to happen.
It's so good.
All right. Finally, this morning, speaking of the holidays, sorry, Mariah. Is a new queen of Christmas, and it is Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey?
On this week's New Heights podcast, Jason shared his excitement and the fact that he topped the iTunes 100 holiday charts with Stevie Nicks thanks to their new holiday song called Maybe This Christmas. Yes, they beat out the OG Christmas Queen, Mariah. Travis, of course, had to ask his brother how it felt. Jason said he's fought his whole life to be the Queen of Christmas, and that it's very special to finally steal the crown. Jason did acknowledge that they caught in early November, and they're going to need to see if it'll still hold up for the rest of the holiday season.
And Travis is like, you know what? Let me get my girlfriend and I to record a song and see how we do on the charts.
I love the Taylor's Christmas Tree Farm song. Have you ever heard?
No.
You've never heard Taylor's Christmas Tree
Maybe,
Farm?
Maybe, just but it's not ringing a bell. It sounds.
I love that. That's my second favorite Christmas song of all time. I love Christmas Tree Farm. Here's that one.
Okay, what's your favorite then?
Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Underneath the Tree. Do you know that song?
Uh-uh.
It's my favorite Christmas song. I love this song so much. You cannot be sad when you hear this song.
I know you don't like my favorite song.
Please don't do it.
It's such a great song.
Please don't do it.
The waitress is rapping. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Why do you like this song so much?
It was on all the time. The alternative radio station that I grew up listening to. This was like their go-to Christmas song. So it just reminds me of, you know, being in high school and college back home. And I'd hear this. I know, all right, the holidays are here. It must be a regional thing.
I'm shuffling down the aisles, got my list in my hand. It's like they're just so sounding like there's no excitement about Christmas. Trying to find the perfect gift for Uncle Lou. Then he calls to say I'm not coming through.
Because it's about.
Mom wants sweaters. Dad's looking for tools. Like, what? They are so just not excited about Christmas.
Because they have nothing going on and they meet someone. They have a wonderful Christmas after that.
Oh my gosh. It is like the most unenthusiastic Christmas
song. Am I alone on that one?
There.
I think I am. Darn it. Coming up here, I have
even the crickets are not on your side on this one.
They're like, we're out. I have an issue with my neighbor involving some dog poop, and I really need your help on this. Not to clean it up. I don't know if I said to handle it, though.
Oh, boy.
I'll explain next.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So, you're having some neighbor issues.
I am, and I'm not sure if it's my new neighbor or who's doing this in the neighborhood, but the way my neighborhood is set up, we have our neighborhood, and there's a little walkway you can walk to get outside the neighborhood to kind of the main road and everything. And it was a couple nights ago, I was taking Jax out for a long walk, and I'm walking out, as I'm leaving the neighborhood, that little walkway out, I notice all this dog poop on the side and the stones. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a lot. And actually, there was like 8 small little piles. I'm like, that is excessive. And I'm like, who is doing that? Because that's new. That was never an issue before. And then last night, I noticed at the corner of my front property, some of those dog poops are on my property as well. So I'm trying to figure out whose dog is doing this and then the proper way to handle this situation. Because my new neighbor, who shares, it's my house, the walkway, and then my new neighbor, I noticed they have a dog. And sometimes they have their dog in front of their house. So I'm thinking, is it the new neighbor who's taking their dog out front of their house and letting their dog go down the walkway and go to the bathroom and not picking it up? It's disgusting and so unsanitary as well.
So have you said anything?
No, because I don't know if it's him. I don't know. I'm just speculating that it's him. Again, it's the walkway that leaves the neighborhood. So it could be anyone that's leaving the neighborhood to walk out whose dog's making the mess and they're just not picking it up.
So what's your dilemma then?
What do I do in this situation? How would you handle it? How would you find out who the mystery pooper is? I don't want to confront my neighbor because I don't know it's them, but hey, new neighbor, new dog. All of a sudden, there's dog poo next to their house on the walkway leaving the neighborhood.
Well, like other than doing a stakeout, like that, how else are you going to find out? I think you can ask them without being accusatory, like, hey, I don't know if your dog has been the one going to the bathroom there, but I noticed that it wasn't picked up. Like, is that you guys? Like, not in a mean way, but mm-hmm. How else would you find out, you know?
I have my front yard camera catches the corner of my front yard.
Uh-huh.
So I can go back and see, but for some reason it normally picks up on motion detection. I think because it's so far away from the camera that it's not picking up a dog in my front yard. But I could go back and I have to literally scan through to wait till I finally see someone and the dog in my front yard.
Oh yeah, well that would be an option. Kayla, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, JC. You gotta utilize the camera. That's so gross of your neighbor.
Isn't
new
that nasty?
Dog, new neighbor, new poop.
Seriously. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, no kidding. I think you should really utilize that camera, try to fix the angle a little bit, and just try to do a little bit of, you know, FBI research and see if you can figure it out. If you figure it out, JC, pick up the poop and put it in a bag. Like, take a screenshot of your camera and just staple that cute little picture on there and deliver it to their house.
Oh, man. Then you say you don't want to confront them by just asking them, but then you confront them by putting it on their doorstep with the video evidence, and that's going to point directly to you.
From my house.
Have to figure out is where the angle is coming from.
So I guess you can have a sign, some kind of, I know they sell little funny, sarcastic signs on Amazon and put it on the walkway for whoever to see. Like, I don't know what the funny signs say, but put some kind of sign there reminding people, pick up your dog poop.
Well, do you think that the person who leaves their dog poop just lying out is going to like change their behavior because of
no.
a sign? Oh, there's a sign. Okay, I'll pick it up now.
Oh, honey, there's a sign here. We should pick up the poop.
What do some of the signs say?
I haven't looked, but I know there's signs on Amazon. I got to find some of the funny signs.
Yeah, maybe I would just confront them. Like, that's my whole thing. If I have a question, if someone did something, I just like ask. I'm not accusing you, but I just am going to ask you, hey, and if it's you, great, let's fix this. If it's not you, thanks for telling me it wasn't you. I didn't want to blame it on you unfairly. You know what I mean?
What if he says, yeah, that is my dog. What's your problem?
I would say, can you please pick it up after your dog? I have some doggy bags. Would you like to borrow some? Or not borrow them because you don't want them back. But I was looking up poop signs and some say, poop happens, just not here, please. This one says, if your dog poops but nobody is watching, you still need to pick it up. This one says, pick it up or it will be returned to its rightful owner. So they get more and more aggressive over the course of them. So yeah, I would just ask, but I don't have a dog. So, you know, Steph, you have a dog. What would you do?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do. What would I do if I were JC or have I think, honestly, it's one of those things where I would just pick it up for myself and then I would want to see it for my own eyes and confront them when the act happened. The whole FBI stuff and like the, oh, was this you? I'm not all about that, but I would just keep an eye out and say, hey, here's some bags. Pick up after yourself. That's it.
What do you think, Jeremy? Good morning.
I have a neighbor whose dog escapes their backyard all the time, and they don't even know it. And so it's actually one of my other neighbors is the one who pointed out because their cameras caught it. So I, you know, want to know, do they even know that poop is happening at all?
Oh, that's how you could frame it up. Like, hey, I don't know if your dog is escaping, but I think he's going to the bathroom there, so it's not as accusatory, maybe?
I just envisioned a stakeout like a 1980s movie. I'm sitting in my car, eating a donut.
Just to find the pooper?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, someone just texted and said, I think you should have Mercedes talk to your neighbor. I will be the... I'm going to start a company called Confront Me. And if you need someone to confront someone about something, I'll do it for you.
Oh my gosh, so absolutely.
I'll just go over and be like, look, you don't know me, but I think your dog is pooping here and this needs to stop, okay?
I get other testimonials. I had an issue with my neighbor. And then I hired Mercedes from Confront Me. Issue no more.
I am seriously... I'm getting the Instagram handle for it right now.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we're in search of our November Teacher of the Month.
Oh my gosh, only 2 days left to get those nominations in, so do it now. Tell us why the teacher in your life deserves to be recognized as our November Teacher of the Month. We honor them. It is a random draw. And all you got to do to nominate them is go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and then click on Teacher of the Month and tell us why they're so great.
We love getting all these nominations. Again, random winner, random drawing for the winner, and they get some cool stuff, including that $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. There's an additional $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and also this really nice personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in now. We close nominations tomorrow, so make sure you get it done now. Again, that's mix941.fm, and thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Well, that is it for us. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next. We just got some breaking news. If you've been following this whole wedding saga that Steph is going through, she wants to take her dog to a wedding and the bride asks that she doesn't. Today we talked to one of the bridesmaids. She let us know there's a group text going on about the whole situation. The bride just reached out to Steph and said she would like to come on the show tomorrow to tell her side of things.
Oh, boy, Steph.
She wants to come on. We did not ask her. She reached out.
Gosh, this whole thing is just blown out of proportion.
Yeah,
man.
So 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we talk to the bride, and we're going to hear what she has to say. Oh, man, this is going to be good. I feel like I'm watching Days of Our Lives or something.
This is better than Days of Our Lives. My gosh, the Days of Steph's Lives.
So that is on the way tomorrow morning. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
Well, if you missed that bridesmaid from earlier, let's go back. The bridesmaid that called the show, I think her dramatic pauses say so much.
You know Momo, Amy. He's super sweet. He's well-behaved. He doesn't bark. And that's my side. I'm just hoping that maybe I can convince her one more time, or maybe I can have another conversation with her. But that's my side, and I want you to hear me out on that part.
I get it. I personally don't think it's a huge deal, but she does.
And she's the bride.
Yeesh, the tension.
I don't know if I can wait till tomorrow.
She did not want to say. She's like, I'm just the middle person here.
Oh, man. So, yeah, make sure you tune in for that tomorrow.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2170 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.